Bang, bang, bang.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yet again. Welcome to Chick Chat. Welcome to Chick Chat on Uncensored Radio. I'm your host, Daisy. And with me today, we have Miss Norma de la Cruz.
Hello.
Hello, girly. We have Toya Nash.
Hello.
Who?
Sexy
mama.
I'm trying to sound like the Blog Talk Radio lady.
Hello.
And of course, we have my twin on the phone. We have Miss Karen Ashley.
Woo-hoo. I love being your twin, honey.
I know. Miss Karen, I have to say, is in the other room. We've been looking at footage all day from Unscripted Reality, and it's been amazing. I've seen a lot of crazy, crazy shit today. Can't wait for everybody to be able to watch that, because it's going to be amazing. And we have a creeper on the line. We have Miss Katrina Jackson.
Meow.
Meow, honey.
I love it.
I like feeling creepy. You know how I do. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it, girl. And all I can say is there was some definite chemistry on some of the reality show footage that I saw from Curtain Blonde Girl and someone else that was in a room.
You can't stick hot Power Rangers in front of me and expect me not to pounce. That's all I have to say.
She is the Ranger Slayer. She did, announce that on the camera.
Exactly.
So,
what was I supposed to do? Not pounce? I don't think so.
She's a pouncer. I like that, pouncer.
But you know what? I also have to say that I saw an incredible blow up. I mean, I've never seen a heated scene like that. I mean, Karen was going at it. Katrina was going at it. I was like, good lord.
Yeah.
One of them's going to end up going through a window right now. Like, it was intense.
I'm like, how much reality is in this reality show? Because I'm scared right now.
it was
reality.
We're still friends. Like, it's a miracle we're still friends.
Just let it all out and then we're good. Move forward. Thank God.
Right. But you know what? I think it's great because it's a true testament on how you got to just let it go. Like, you're going to fight with your friends, you're going to fight with your family, and then you just got to let it go. If you really want to be friends, you got to get over it, right?
Yep.
That's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is a true testament that, friends, you can get through anything. They're like your family. And definitely, I think Katrina, Jeffrey, Michael, and Karen are a true testament of being friends and going through a whole lot of stuff. Because, man, sometimes they get into it, but, at the end of the day, they got each other's back.
Last week?
Their family. Yeah, definitely. So I know we had a couple of topics that we wanted to bring up today, but I know that, Toya, you had a couple of things going on because you had, obviously there was an election. We talked about the election last week. We had a really good show, I thought. I thought it was very great and entertaining. And I know that you were a little bothered by a couple of things going on after the election.
Yeah, I mean, I was just so shocked at Facebook and Twitter comments of just straight up racism when it came to
Obama. It was horrible, wasn't it?
I mean, I was so shocked. Yes, we know people think these. I mean, but to tweet, to Facebook post these, and I just was stunned. I just didn't know. And a lot of these people were quote friends on Facebook, and so he's like, well, tell me who you really are. So I was just shocked. I couldn't believe it. Did anybody else see this kind of crap in their newsfeed? Is it just me?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking about this the other day on the show, and I was like, I was shocked. I was like, it's cool. Obviously, I voted for who I voted for. You voted for who you voted for. But to, like, actually put it in writing, it was like some, like, they were comparing him to Nazi and, like, Hitler. And I was like, what did he do? Okay, even if he's not, even if he's the worst president we ever have in history, he's not Hitler. He's not killing people. It's like, what the heck? It was crazy. But, you know, we got into a huge fight. Me and Michael actually got into a huge fight on Monday. We were talking about racism still being alive and well, and we didn't agree. So we've come to a place to disagree. We didn't agree at all. We have to agree to disagree. But it was like the very next day, it was like, booyah, there it was. And I was like, oh, man, I hope he reads some of this. Because I wasn't too far off the mark.
It's definitely alive and well. And it's just funny. And even when I hear the stuff like, when I hear, you know, actual African-Americans say, well, I'm not voting anyway. I never did vote. And it's so funny how now
it's
that we've got some biracial guy running, everybody's running out to vote. I mean, like, they're really thinking that that's why people are voting for Obama. Because,
right.
And I'm like, if Herman Cain would have been up there, I wouldn't have voted for him. It's
not
a popularity contest.
Right. People didn't really vote for Jesse Jackson when he ran for president.
No.
Not
at all.
We've been down this road, so it can't be a black thing. But you bring up a good point. It was on both sides because I heard people talking just as much smack about Romney, and I was ashamed.
Yep.
I was ashamed of them to say some of the things they said.
I mean, I couldn't even address. I mean, it just pretty much was to the point. I mean, let's just stop making the comments. It's over. He's elected. And let's just become the United States of America. That's who we claim to be. Let's be that. It is what it is.
Yeah.
4 more years, whether you like it or not. Get on board.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be united. That's where we're supposed to be anyway. Just drop it. I mean, it was bad on both.
Well,
you're right. Like,
I didn't get that many racial. I got mostly, I guess my friends were posting like where it was Ice Cube, and then he said, Obama got elected, today was a good day, or something like that. You know, it was like the whole gangster because he's black. And I did find that, like, come on, guys, just because he's black, you're going to start putting all those kind of comments. But I didn't get a lot of backlash on my news feeds.
I need to go through my friends and go, hold up, let me make sure we're friends for a good reason.
Karen, we're alike, though, in that we kind of just allow anybody to be our friends, really, because we have rec albums out or books out or shows out or, you know, you're a ranger. So we kind of just accept anybody, and then we have a small group if we want to do something private. So a lot of these people I don't know, and I'm like, damn, I don't want to know. I'm scared to know you. You know I'm black, right? Like, what are you going to do? Like,
I don't know. We start blocking people.
Right. Do you really want to be my friend?
Jeff was trying to incite a riot with her because she's the honorary Republican on our show. And so he was trying to incite a riot with her, and I was like, Jeffrey. And he was like, I was just trying to piss her off. And he was so mad at him. And he started a fight for no good reason.
I'm like,
no,
I refuse to engage. I'm not going to be like one of those people.
Okay, but I have to say it was really fun because I actually attended one of the official parties for the whole thing. And I have to say, it was really funny when I would hear things like, well, I mean, Romney almost won. I mean, he almost won, but he didn't. Well, you can't.
But it's a lot of ego stuff that has to do with it, too, because, you know, everybody has different opinions. And we're all adult enough to say, hey, you know what? We agree to disagree. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to come back and say, well, you know, I didn't vote for Obama and I didn't do this and I didn't do that and blah, 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 blah. There's no point. Like, why would you want to, like, have that type of, like, negativity within you and be talking smack and, you know, trying to fight off the world? You're not going to win whatever you're trying to say by having that negative attitude at all. And it's just, you know,
really,
what?
manifested and they just reacted. I mean, a lot of people just took this whole thing extremely personally, and they don't understand that what you post is going to be there
forever.
For all to see.
Forever.
Definitely. Uh-huh. So that's why I'm very careful about posts. You know, some things we don't need to know about each other. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
I think
so. It was funny. One thing I will say that I'm proud of is that so many people, even people that, you know, because you think about it, 10 years ago, I don't know how invested I was in voting. But
oh,
I know for a fact that at least about 10 years ago, I started getting my political, you know, I kind of like started getting into it. I started learning about it. And but all my friends, I can honestly say every single one of my friends voted. And that was what made me proud. Now, who you voted for, I could care less, you know,
definitely.
But it was very proud. And even though it was, there was a lot of negativity, it was kind of a good and bad thing. But the passion that people had for what they wanted, and they wanted the country to change, and it's obvious that we're not in a great place, and we've got a long way to go. But the fact that so many people were passionate about making things better actually made me feel good. It just... I think I'm so ready for everyone to turn the page on the election. Like, I don't even want to know anymore.
I'm the same way. I just really wanted people to vote. So what would disturb me more than anything would be not necessarily comments about either candidate so much as people saying things like, well, I'm just not going to vote. I don't like either one. Well, what the hell does that even mean? How do you,
how can you complain about
anything?
That? And
right,
it's not just
exactly.
about the president. You were voting about other issues as well.
Right.
You know, regardless
right.
if you don't like both of them, then you could have voted for the other issues.
Or
yeah,
I'm too
exactly.
it's cold outside. I don't want to stand in line. Or I don't. And then I reposted something where it was just kind of like, you know, but you stand in line for reality shows and Black Friday and the club
mm-hmm.
and speakers and video
and
games.
Twilight's
but
coming
you can't.
Out, so you got to stay out.
Yeah, but you can't stand in line to cast your vote. I mean, it was just weird. And it was great for me because I got to watch my little sister vote for the first time. She voted right in front of me.
Aw, that's
and
cute.
I made a big deal of it, and everybody started clapping, and she wanted to kill me. But it was awesome. It's like, yay! So, yeah.
Oh, that's
you're
cute.
Right. It's time to turn the page. He is the president.
Right.
Let's move forward.
Well,
right.
I do want to say... I do want to say that Karen is absolutely right, that it's great that so many people went out there to vote. And I do actually want to talk about this, but mention this lady. Her name is Penny, and she's from Idaho, I believe. Penny Stud, 63, and she has brain cancer, and she didn't let it stop her from voting. She was actually taken in an ambulance to go cast her vote. And she has terminal cancer. She is bedridden. I'm sorry, I misspoke. She's from Ohio. She's from Wadsworth, Ohio. And she learned that she may not have been able to get a chance to vote. And they went ahead and the hospital actually gave her an ambulance to go cast her vote. So I thought that was really, really crazy, really important that, you know, this lady is going through so much and she thought it was that important to vote. So all the young people need to take a note. You know, all those people that said, well, I'm just not going to vote. If this bitch has brain cancer and is terminal, then your asses need to get up and vote, period.
Right. Well, you know, there was a woman... I don't know where she was from, but she went to vote. She was in the middle of having a baby. Like, she drove herself to the poll, went and voted, went to the hospital, had her baby. She was like, I'm going to vote. I need to vote.
The baby's vote counted.
Yeah. I was like, lady.
Look, she wanted to make sure she still had health insurance when she was done with labor.
Right.
She was like, let's get in here.
You know? Like,
she voted for Romney, she was in.
Oh,
I mean, it's great that she went out to vote, but I'm sorry, if I'm pregnant and I'm crowning and shit, I am not going to be able to vote.
Hey,
you know,
you
have to do absentee. That's when you do the absentee vote.
I'm thinking she voted for Obama because she wanted to keep that Medicaid for pregnant women. Like, she knew what she was doing. Like, I got to get
her vote counted.
Well, you guys, I have a string of crazy stories. So I know, you know, I'm married. Katrina and Norma both went to my wedding. And, you know, I'm not sure. Toya, are you married? You're single, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there's, like, weird-ass traditions all over the world about getting married. Now, I don't know about you guys, but how do you feel about all your friends just throwing all sorts of fucking trash on you and then tying you up to a tree?
Well,
before your wedding.
That's awesome. Not going to happen.
I love getting tarred and feathered. I'm into that shit.
Listen, you're asking the wrong person. Katrina likes that.
Well, this is actually what happens in Scotland. It's a tradition. It's a premarital humiliation ceremony is what they call it. And it's supposed to tell them that if you can handle this, you can handle marriage. So I thought that was kind of crazy. Now, have you guys ever heard of any crazy wedding traditions yourselves?
Bachelor parties, but nothing like getting trash thrown at you. I come from the old school, you know, the biggest we'll do is you get some strippers and you get some homegirls and you just don't say what happened.
Aren't there
you
ones?
Go to Vegas and come back. Right.
Aren't
you go to Vegas and we'll stay to Vegas, that's it.
I actually went to an Albanian wedding and it was a weird tradition. The bride was not allowed to look up. She had to come in crying hysterically, sit at a table. She couldn't dance during the reception. She had to look down. She had to be crying the entire time. She couldn't smile. She couldn't do anything. And it was, like, the weirdest fucking thing to, like, me and three other people. Oh, and by the way, she was married at 15. So I went to her wedding when I was a sophomore in high school. And it was, like, the weirdest fucking thing I have ever been to. And it was crazy. It was really crazy.
You said she was 15 years old. Was she an actress? Because she sounded like she can cry on cue. She could make a living doing that.
Well, I just know the guy was way older, but it was an arranged marriage. Well, sort of, because she had met him earlier, and they had kind of connected, and she didn't know, but her parents were trying to do an arranged marriage. Like, it still works, like, nowadays. Like, you would think people marry for love.
Are they still together?
I don't know. Yeah, they're married. They live in New York. They have three kids. I still talk to her. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. And she's really happy. And she was married at 15, and then she moved to New York, and that's the last time I saw her was my sophomore year in high school. But she wasn't allowed to do anything. So, like, of course, you know, after the wedding or whatever, she's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad you guys came. I'm like, really? I could not tell.
Yeah. Like,
you know,
in the corner. How weird.
Yeah,
maybe
her brother came
for
her.
Maybe that's just
how
to keep the marriage together. You start crying through the whole wedding, and then you'll be happy for the rest of the marriage.
Right.
They're all getting done in one night. No, but actually her brother came over, and he told us, because we were all kind of like, because there's three of us, and we're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, is this a wedding? Is this a funeral? What's going on? And they're like, her brother came, and he's like, no. He's like, it's tradition for, you know, the bride to cry because it signifies that she's going to miss her parents and she's going to miss her family, but she's going to go start a new life, and that's what it signifies. And I was like, oh, okay, that works. All right. But weird. But that's nothing compared to the freaking Chinese and in Mongolia. Apparently, like, the bride and groom, in order to solidify their wedding date, they have to gut a chicken with holding the same knife and inspect the liver. If the liver is good, then they're allowed to set a date.
What?
I swear.
So do they have to keep gutting the chicken until they have a good one?
Yes. Yes.
What happens if they have, like, five bad ones?
They repeat the process until they find a satisfactory liver. Yeah.
What?
They can't get married until they have a good one. Dude, that's nothing in comparison. comparison, there's one that if you marry when Mars and Saturn are both under the seventh house or whatever, it says that you're meant to be cursed, and they have to marry you to a tree first, and then they cut down the tree to get rid of the curse. I'm serious. Katrina, there's no cutting down trees in your future?
Hell no.
I got a good one.
Have you heard about in gypsy cultures how they get their wives? It's considered tradition if you're a gypsy. If you kidnap a woman and you keep her tied to your side for 2 to 3 days, then she's officially your wife. You own her. Are you serious? Practiced right now all over the world by gypsies. You can kidnap the bride, and then you keep her hostage for 3 days, and then you own her, and she's your bride.
Wow. Okay, but wait. I've seen that show. Has anybody seen my big, fat gypsy wedding? It's a reality show. It's Bravo or TLC. Okay, that show is crazy. I'm talking about, like, these chicks are 13 years old, and they're like, yes, I'm ready to get married. And their fathers are like, yeah, look at her. Look at her body. Look at her tits. She looks good. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, like, and they're like, the girls are literally, like, dressed in, like, little, like, bikinis.
Hoochie mama.
And,
like, Hoochie mama outfit.
The dads are like, look at my baby. I'm so proud of her. I'm like, really? Like, that's the culture.
If that was my dad, he'd be like, get your ass inside and change.
Why? Are you kidding me? I would have gotten beat. My parents would have been like, I'm sorry, you're outside wearing what? Get your ass inside.
I know.
Like,
that's
why
like
are you on your
craziness.
Yeah. But I will say that European gypsy men are freaking hot. They're hot. I don't know. I wouldn't mind being hot to one of them for 3 days. I'm going to tell you that much, because them bitches are hot.
Wow.
Wow. It's like back to the real thing here.
I know. That's crazy. I've seen that show, and I thought it was a joke. Like, I was like, is that really legal? Like, can you even do that? Like, get married that young and having little girls dress like that? But I guess so. I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy.
I guess it is. I'm not sure. I mean, you hear about these gypsies in America, but we don't really have as many gypsies as, like, you know, Australia or Europe or, you know, all these other countries. They're infested with a lot more gypsies, and there's so much prejudice against them. So much.
Gee, I wonder why.
There's still people, Katrina. There's still people, okay? They choose to live their lives in caravans.
If you cover my mouth with chloroform in a McDonald's bathroom and keep me tied up in your basement for 3 days, I'm not going to wake up and say, bam, you're the love of my life.
Right.
You never know.
Right.
Unless it's a Power Ranger. And then they could just seduce me with their man sweat, and that would be nuts.
Oh, my
Katrina.
God.
She loves her Rangers.
Well, talking about bodily secretion.
Oh, God.
Talking about secretion. In Kenya, when girls get married, their father has to spit on their head and on their breast before they leave the village.
What?
Yep. I have no idea.
What if their daddy's fat?
I don't know. Then you'll probably get food particles up in your mucus. I don't know.
Oh.
That was really disgusting.
Oh, man. This is just bad.
So they have to spit.
What's the significance of that? Did they say what the significance of that is? Like, spitting on someone's head, I'm not quite sure why that would be.
No, I'm assuming it has to do with, like, warding away the evil spirits or something like that.
I want to see the numbers on, you know, if this stuff works. Like, because they did this, they had a happy marriage, and it was wonderful. Like, what's, you know, let's get some some information on statistics.
Yeah. Right, because the thing is if it works, we might let somebody spit
right.
on us.
I was going to say, I might compile a little bit
like,
of
I'm gonna let you know because I'm gonna have a happy marriage.
Be like, Daddy, you haven't been on me. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Right, I might be okay with it. I don't know.
You know, I don't know that. I don't know that anybody's ever.
If it gives me a happy marriage.
Right.
I don't know that anybody's ever done a study on this, but I mean, it's just like any tradition or any folktale that people used to say back then. These are all stuff that has been carried on and carried on and carried on, but it doesn't mean, anything. I think that, we can get married and divorced, they can get married and divorced. Or I don't know, because maybe it's Kenya, so who knows, because they have that one, it's not a tradition, but I know that they do that for the woman where they cut her genital parts off.
That's mean. Why are you going to take
it
a woman's orgasm?
I don't know. Yeah. Seriously,
it's hard
man.
Enough for a woman to have an orgasm, so why are you going to take it away? I just don't understand.
Right.
Karen, it's not that hard. What have you been doing?
I'm just saying, some women have a hard time having it. But there's
do.
A lot of very sexually frustrated women, not me, but I'm just saying. So,
I
don't
like
gonna
to give
that
a class
away.
To those women.
I agree. Let Katrina teach you. Katrina can teach you how to make sure that you are satisfied. There are a lot of women who will say, they will complain about it. So, it is what it is. I think, I think what it is women don't have generous men. You got to find the right guy
right.
who's going to put
right.
in the work.
Right.
Right.
For sure.
Yep.
One who understands it's not over until certain things have been achieved.
Right. It ain't even going to begin until certain things
right.
happen. That's how you nip that situation in the bud. It don't begin for you till it ends for me. Okay, go ahead. Get started.
Get going.
All of a sudden, I got a headache if it ain't begun and ended for me. I'm just saying. Ladies, take notes.
Oh,
Writing them down.
I know, it's horrible. I'm horrible.
Okay,
wonderful.
Hold on. This one's for Katrina. She's going to get so grossed out by this, and I'm going to love it. So, in some villages in Africa, require that an older woman accompany the newlyweds into their bedroom on their first night of marriage in order to, quote-unquote, show the bride the ropes. Usually, this is done by a village elder. Sometimes it could be the bride's own mother. Now, you thought your parent was nosy, Katrina. Look at this.
Oh, hell no.
I would die.
Get the eyes off my fine-ass man. Hell no.
Well, this could work. I mean, what if you like this gotta
no,
do
Latoya.
To get
it could work.
Moving in with you. They might help you get there faster. I don't know. I mean look at the baby.
No.
They demonstrate do they say wait, let me show you and then let you continue? Or how do
right.
they do they
right.
just watch?
You might say, well this is what you do, girl. If you squat to the left, you can get that
But how awkward is it to have somebody there telling you, no, a little to the left, now he's going to insert his penis. Like it's, my God, like, really?
A lot of time for a virgin.
Wow.
There can be nothing good come from that. From grandma, mama, or any elderly woman telling anybody.
They said older. They didn't say elderly.
Well, still, even if it was your aunt, anybody in the bedroom, the coaching.
There's nothing wrong with a little guidance.
Oh, man. That was like some perv came up with that. Like, that's such a perv thing.
That was a total perv.
They must not have had porn in that village, so they
right.
developed.
porn sucks. You cheap ass bastards invest in cable. What the hell?
Can we get a can we get a satellite dish over here so we can get some porn? We can get some Cinemax.
Wow.
Oh,
and you ain't
dude.
Got to watch me.
Yeah.
Well,
I just
want
to say that the country of Mercurtania, I'm sorry, I believe that's somewhere in Asia.
Yeah, that place.
I'll type it in the chat room just for you guys to know. But beauty is really, really relative there because apparently in order for them to get married, they have to go to a fat farm. That's right. Not a fat camp. A fat farm. They go there if they're skinny so that they could get fat and eventually get married because if they're not fat, they won't get married.
Wow.
Oh, that was on Oprah, and she was like,
yeah.
There's a place for us.
She was like, finally. I saw that on Oprah, too.
Yeah,
so
I'm
just saying. The big women are actually more revered. They're more sexy. Like, nobody
oh,
wants
yeah.
to date the skinny bitch.
Yeah. I don't know, but I was just like, all right, you know, these women, and you know what, the women are beautiful, like their faces, but, you know, they like them chunky there. What can I say?
I know.
We apparently America doesn't know what's good, because I'm just saying.
No, I don't think they do.
I agree. I'm not getting trash thrown on me. I'm not getting married to a goat. I'm not. Getting all this weird stuff. I'm not getting kidnapped.
Having your mama,
not having to get
having your
fat.
Mama watch.
Not having my mama watch. I think we're doing just fine.
Don't you tried, honey.
You act like you tried it. You know you ain't had your mama watching nothing.
No, but my, you know my mom. She sure. She is not without giving pointers.
Oh my goodness.
Do you talk to your mom about sex?
I can talk to my mom about anything. She'll talk to
oh,
all
I
of
can
you
never.
About. She'll tell you what you could do, how to do. Oh, my mom is off the chain with that stuff. I don't want to talk to her about it. She just does it.
Oh, goodness.
She loves it. Yeah, I have that mom. You can really talk to her about anything. It's a blessing and a curse.
Right.
Right, yeah. No, but it is good because you can actually go to her with anything, right?
Yeah, but blessing and a curse because she might give me examples and my dad and she's still married.
Oh, my God. No, no.
Oh, man. No, she didn't.
That's different.
That's the only time I'm allowed to hang up in her face.
Right.
It's like, I can't. I'm sorry. I love you.
I can't do it.
I can't
oh my God! But my parents are hilarious because they know that it freaks me out. Like when they talk about sex, it's like I just want to pretend that they just had it three times. You know, me, my brother, my other brother, and that's it. You know, and they got us. But they like to make jokes every now and then because you know, once you get to a certain age, you can kid around with your parents. And the other day, my mom was saying something to my dad. He didn't pay attention to her, and she called him in Spanish. She said, burro. Burro in Spanish is, you know, it's literally a donkey or an ass. And then he looks at me, and he goes, do you know why she calls me that? And he starts raising his eyebrows. I'm like, oh, my God.
Just kill me now.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, my God, I hate you guys right now. And he's cracking up. My mom's in the corner. She's cracking up. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And
you're over there
been around.
A therapy appointment.
I love it. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I feel like I was meant to be their child instead of Daisy, who's far more conservative.
It's funny because Katrina will walk through the door of my parents' house and my parents are like, hi, daughter. It's like, oh, okay. I didn't know we had a white girl, but okay.
Now you know, you got a widow.
Yes.
Hey,
that's
yeah,
right.
We got one white girl.
You got
no, oh, hell yeah.
But we love her to death, and my parents are great. I really love them. But I understand what you're saying, Toya. It can be a blessing, and it can be a curse.
And
my mom
it can be.
Not, yep. I agree.
I can't wait to go to your house and call your dad Burro.
Oh, my God. You would, too.
And raise your eyebrows. Burro.
That's
funny.
I heard that your son is named Fuego and that you're named Burro.
Oh, man.
There's a story. There's a story behind why we started calling my brother Fuego. My brother Richard, he got a divorce from this crazy bitch, aka my ex sister in law, and he got like I don't know balls, I guess I would say, back again, and he just started he started losing all this weight and started going out, and he was literally getting like these fine fucking girls, like hot girls, and like he was like burning for them. So burning, you know, flame. So we started calling him Fuego. And there was a song at the time, I think it was like a Pitbull song or something, that was like Fuego, Fuego. And so Katrina and I, every single time he walked through the door, would play the song or start singing. It was the funniest freaking thing ever. I don't know where we come up with our nicknames, but I love it.
I forgot to tell him the best part. The best part is we kicked off his singlehood in Vegas at a strip club with my dog in the bag.
With the what?
Yes.
With my dog in the bag.
We took Fifi to a strip joint.
Wow.
We did. Actually,
we
have pictures of that
everything.
Night.
We'll make your heart go away no matter what it takes.
Apparently, it just took two strippers and a lap dance. But that's for another day and another story. Oh, goodness. Well, going back to these weird and strange wedding traditions, do you know that the whole world thinks that Americans are weird because we get married in white?
Really?
Yeah. Apparently that for us it's normal, right? You get married in a white dress. It means, you know, purity and everything else. No.
You don't see me doing that.
Well,
people would ask.
And everybody that does get married in a white dress, everybody, all the girls are like, oh, yeah, she shouldn't be wearing that.
Of course. I wore white, bitch. I wore white. What the fuck are you trying to say?
You were like,
no.
They
were saying you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, but now that's kind of been replaced with age, like, because it's obviously not purity in these United States. So that's kind of been like, well, she's 50 years old, what the hell is she doing in a white dress? You know, now they not being a virgin, because
yeah.
Who is?
I mean, seriously, though, Katrina put it to me the greatest way. Why would you get married a virgin if you haven't sampled the milk of the cow? Like, if you haven't had your sample, how you know that that's going to satisfy you for the rest of your life?
Right.
It's
that's true.
Don't make the cut.
Exactly. What if he's like really tiny or, oh my God.
What? Can you imagine, like, you were with this person forever and then you didn't do anything, you saved yourself, and then he was bad? But how would you know you're a virgin? How would you know?
Yeah, how would you know it's bad?
Well, bad is bad.
In
you know
church, whenever I go and they have these sermons about why you have to maintain chastity before marriage, they say that you love each other so much that the love will overcome anything and you can work on it together.
Step.
And I'm like, bullshit.
I'm sorry. Love is not going to overcome a small penis. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, but you're going to be small, too, because you've never been anywhere else.
Oh!
I understand that,
but if you get to the point where you're like, it's your first night and you're like, is that it? It's a problem.
No, but, I mean, let's face it. You know, most first nights are not as you know, you've never done it. But if you, it always takes time to get a good rhythm going. So, I think the mark of it would be you've been doing this for several months and you still haven't even had an orgasm with this man, but you know how, but you can have one by yourself, you know, like,
well,
stuff like that.
Guess what? Are you like watching a porn or you're watching like HBO? You're not even watching porn. You're watching HBO, and you go, "Why don't I scream like that?"
Right.
At that point, you really dropped off your
bedroom. Exactly.
It takes. If you have an open-minded man who's willing to be like, okay, what can we do? You know, the thing is, a lot of the problem I see is a lot of women. Well, I don't want to be feeling. Okay, we'll just keep having bad sex then. How else?
You
got to
tell them. You got to tell them.
How else is he gonna know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, but you know what? Most of the time women are embarrassed, and that's because they think, you know, they've been brought up with the mentality of sex is taboo, you don't talk about it, you know, it's something that you do when you're married, and the reality
of it is that women of our generation, that is not the problem. It's they're scared. They don't want to hurt his manhood. They don't want to, and the thing is, well, you're hurting yourself, because he's going to get done every time.
Every time. He can rub up against the pillow and get one.
Right.
I get mad if they fake. If you fake, then you just don't want to be happy. Because I think good sex really changes your life and it really makes you a better person.
Hold on.
You're just like faking it, like, oh, shame on you. It's like
I think it depends on the situation.
Every woman has, though. Sometimes you just want it to be over.
Like, if it's like a one-night stand and you're, like, not satisfied with what came out of the pants, then you're just like, okay, you know what? I'm going to fake it so it can be over and done with, and that's it.
Oh, no, I would never fake it for somebody I didn't love.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't try to, like, spare somebody's feelings and I don't even know you. Like, I'll do that
together,
if I love
it
you.
It work.
Like, what is that?
Right.
I'm going to walk out the room. I've gotten many a headache all of a sudden.
It's not going to happen. You look at it and you're like, yeah, it's kind of short. Bye.
Oh, wow. That's
Norma.
Norma. I like this side of you.
You're like, I know. You have to. It's like a Disneyland ride. You have to be this tall, you know? You have to be this tall.
And how tall, Norma? How tall?
I don't want to know.
How many quarters game you guys are playing? Yeah, how many quarters?
Oh, yeah.
Have y'all played the quarter game yet? Have y'all played the quarter game yet?
No, the girls don't know about it. That's a guilty pleasure thing, you know?
Well, let me tell you, Katrina, we got to explain the quarter game to them. Do you want to do it or should I? You should
do it,
Katrina.
I brought it up one time when she had a handsome guest named Zach. He was calling me out and I mentioned it briefly.
Okay, that's how I found out about the quarter game.
Yeah, exactly. Ladies,
the quarter game is
you take quarters and you lay them out diagonally across your man's junk, and you figure out how many quarters he is lengthwise. And if you're working with anywhere over $1.75, you are good.
But if it's $1.75 or less, you got a headache.
Yeah. Right. If it's 75 cents, you might as well just break up.
Right.
Yep.
You guys missed it. I think it was last week. I don't know what day it was. But on our show, you know what? This is actually, I don't know if this show has even aired, but we have a show that we take. And half the show, we are talking about different regions in the world and the average penis size. It was
next week.
No.
That was last week. I heard that show.
Did you?
Yeah.
No,
yes.
That was not, you shouldn't have heard that show. Not
I think you might have heard us referencing that show. Oh, maybe that was it.
We did an entire
Katrina looked
show.
Up a map? Yeah.
Nice. So where do we want to visit then? Where's a good average penis
Congo?
Size?
Or Mexico. Mexico is very good.
I can
Colombia
concur with that.
Colombia was very good. Colombia was very good.
Right.
Venezuela was very good.
Yeah, the Congo was the best. It averaged 7.2 inches. That's the average penis size in the Congo.
Yeah, and the biggest one in the world was, I think, 13.5.
Holy
right,
shit.
That's somewhere else in Africa. All I got to say is, hell, once you go black, you don't go back. There's a reason.
Or you just
I'm
go
just saying,
ow.
Right, it's okay.
Yeah.
Ow's okay. Ow's okay, but I just think that it was hilarious, though. We had such a great time. Figuring, but you know what? America was only like 5.2. I was like,
oh.
Whoa. Who are they talking to?
It wasn't good, America.
It wasn't good. America was like in the middle. We weren't overachievers. We weren't underachievers.
So wait a minute. So then, Norma, now that you know the quarter game, you lay them, you know, flat and side by side. How many quarters does a man need to be in your eyes or in your opinion? And Toya, you're gonna get asked the same question, so be prepared.
man, I think at least $1.50.
All right, $1.50.
Okay,
decent. That's decent.
Okay, okay.
Toy.
There's no freaking way I'm about to tell you how many quarters I need. I will tell you.
What?
I will tell you. I will tell you this. I will tell you this though. This is. I have never ever had the small sex story thing. I've never had it. And let me tell you
good
why.
Good for you.
Because let me tell you why. Because
lucky.
I make sure that I just you know mistakenly see it beforehand. This is what you do.
How do
you know you're at
yes.
home?
Yes.
Listen,
break
listen,
it on
listen.
Down.
This is what you do. You're at that, you know, you're getting all hot and bothered and you're all over him. And at some point, every dude's going to have to pee. It's what they do. They always have to pee. You let them go in the bathroom. And then they never lock the door because, you know, they can just do it anywhere. And then you walk in and you're like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I forgot you were in here. And you're looking down the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, God, this is genius. This
is
genius.
In my fairness, you did at least wait until he was hot and bothered. So it's not like he's like, well, ma'am, that's not fair. I just got out of the pool. No. We were on the couch rolling around, whatever it was, and then there's always some kind of interruption. And guys got, you know, you got to make sure to see it before, ladies. There's no excuse. Don't wait until you're there. And then, I mean, how are you going to get out of it? It's like it's
okay, I have a follow-up question. Have you ever had to get out of it?
Yeah.
Abort mission. How
yeah.
do you do it,
you know what I do? I'm the queen of the. And see, this is on the radio. This is bad, but my phone just starts ringing. Somebody
there
calls
ain't
me. Oh my
that.
God! And look, and it's like, what? You did? Oh my God! I'm on my way. Oh man! You know, it's just always something with her. You know, I'm gonna have to leave. I'm so sorry. You know. Ways that this can be done.
What if he's at your house? How do you kick him out that way? You gotta go.
A quick text
that.
Message to your girlfriend. Call me. Abort mission.
Oh my goodness!
I have to learn. This
is important. Yeah, this is important stuff. You gotta do your work. You gotta do. You know, you don't just go buy a car. You check online.
You test drive it.
See what's out there.
You gotta test drive it, huh?
You got to test drive the car. You just don't want to be in these situations. That way
someone
you
need to tell Rex to be quiet.
Yeah, Rex.
I know, he's in the other room.
Up.
I heard him.
I know, I had to mute him because Rex is like going crazy outside here. So
I'm like, Rex
was
like,
you?
I'm $1.75.
He said, I'm sexy Rexy. It's time for me.
Right.
Time for the world to know
Rex
why.
Rex is going to be known.
Oh my goodness.
Over here acting all loud mouth.
I know. Karen walked in today and he was just barking up the storm and I'm like, trust me, in like 2 seconds he's gonna want to lick your face, and sure enough, there he was.
He
like any other man.
Face rapist. That's his name, the face rapist.
I know. I know. He's a good dog, but he, oh my God, his bark is definitely bigger than his bite. That dog is crazy. So, yes, talking about my dog real quick, I actually told Karen this story, and I don't know about you guys, but this dog, my husband actually brought him home, and he brought three of them home, and he said, don't be mad. And I said, why are there three dogs in my room right now? And he said, well, he said, I found them in a dumpster. Somebody had actually thrown away three brand new little puppies, and I couldn't believe it. And that was one of the things that Karen said. She's just like, are you kidding me? She's like, oh my God, people actually do that. So nowadays it's like, don't people know to take these dogs to a pound? Like, really, you're just going to throw them in the trash? What are your feelings?
Are you sure he just really didn't want to keep it, and that's he knew that story would work? I'm just saying.
That's funny.
No.
You know what? That's a good question.
No, I mean, I don't think he's that clever to be like, here, babe. No. He knows I see right through it. But, no, he actually brought home three of them. He did find them in a dumpster. And we gave, you know, one to a neighbor and then one to another friend. And he was, like, the ugly little runt, and nobody wanted him. And he's, like, turned into, like, the cutest dog ever. And Katrina knows. She shares a bed with him every now and then.
Yeah, because he's working with more than seven quarters. Duh.
I'm just saying.
Well, he isn't sexy Rexy for nothing.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Well, I just couldn't believe. Sorry, I just brought up that story because I couldn't believe that somebody would do that. So are there any, like, weird stories that you guys have heard, like, just people not caring?
That's an interesting segue.
Yeah. People not caring. One time I dated this Power Ranger that broke up with me over a text message. It was a really sad, sad display of his non-caring.
Oh my God.
That was a horrible way of people to not care.
I'm still hurting from that one. It's not right. It's not okay.
Right. And he did it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. Well, that's not sad. Like crime, that's like,
oh, I
stupid
was sad.
Crime.
It was a crime. It was a crime of punishment. Trust me, he was sad. Our little kitty cat was heartbroken.
But it's okay, because little kitty cat will be back, reunited in March. Bitch!
Oh, March is the target date.
Oh, good lord.
Like,
good luck. Good luck.
I know, right? I know. There could be so many ways of spinning that, Daisy, like time when a person didn't care. So
good Lord. Oh, good Lord.
So many directions.
Oh, geez. Well, I don't know, but I was like looking up like stupid crime earlier in the week, and I had to give like the stupid crime award to this guy, Kellen Brock, who decided to burglarize this house, right? So he decides then to get drunk in the guy's backyard, get naked,
awesome.
And then start cooking a chicken pot pie. So when the owner came back, he was in his skivvies and cooking a chicken pot pie and getting drunk. Oh, by the way, he had just robbed the house and had everything in a pile. So
oh.
I would like
Mine
to give...
That part, I was going to say it sounds like a party.
Oh, well, I just want to say that he gets the Bonehead Award for me for the week, and it's good because he was actually a suspect in a 2011 burglary of a local church, and they got him, so
wow.
Good for them.
How humble are you when you rob the church? Like, go rob any other place but the church. I would just be so afraid of what might happen.
clearly got issues if he's getting naked.
Right.
Public.
Pot pies.
I'm telling you.
A pot pie takes a long time. Remember when you were a kid and the pot pie took like 30 minutes? Like, that was a lifetime to eat. Like, I was like, 30 minutes? What the food? Oh my God. I hated pot pies for that reason.
And then you would keep checking and it would have that big ice chunk in the middle.
Yeah.
That's what you could do.
It took forever, but when that pot pie was ready, it was so good. That crust was banging. But it was
and
just
you'd
a
be
lifetime.
You'd be burning your lips because it's
going to
wait. It's
going to
take 30 minutes. I don't
want to
wait until it cools off.
I'm not
going to
wait
right.
It's for it to cool down.
It's like another 5 minutes for it to cool. Like, it was like, this was a disaster.
I'm starving, man.
You know, that's exactly how the new husbands feel when they marry a virgin bride.
Oh, man.
I really hated it. No. All this time heating it up. Gosh darn it, this box feels like it's never going to be ready. It's finally ready. It's delicious. And then, gosh darn it, don't you have to cool it down?
No, I had a friend who, like, he married a virgin. And I was like, oh, my God, really? He was like, it was the worst thing I could have ever done. Like, they were going through the worst. Because he said, he was like, it was horrible. He's like, our first night together, like, it was painful, and I had to, it was like, we didn't really have sex. It was, like, horrible. Like, it was horrible for a long time. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, well, it's horrible because of you. You're supposed to make it okay for her. And he was like, I tried, but it always hurt her. And I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
He was like so mad. Like, and it was funny just him telling the story. The bitterness was all over his face. And I was like, why do you have to be so bitter? And he was like, because you just don't understand. It was bad.
You should have taken her horseback riding.
Something. Like, bike, do something. Make a ride on a boy bike. Something.
Yeah. But even then, I don't think he necessarily probably even complained about that more so much than she can't. You know, it takes a while for a woman to get used to it and build up her confidence and start being outgoing and start putting that thing on. You know, she didn't have any sex swag. You know.
Yeah,
because like,
he wasn't a virgin. Yeah, he wasn't a virgin, so he was thinking. Ooh, virgin, ooh. And so he, like he said, the biggest thing was that he wanted it so bad and he just couldn't get it. he just couldn't get into any kind of rhythm.
But you know what? It's his responsibility to kind of be like, you know, enter the foreplay and the touching and the kissing.
Yeah,
and,
but he
you know.
Whatever, though. He still has to have
he waited like a year.
I mean, he's probably doing everything and she's doing nothing. She does, you know, it takes a while for a woman to be, again, she had no sex swag. So, yeah, he's rolling it all out.
She ain't
and
a freak
either.
What to do with
that's
all
the
that?
Problem. Right.
I've never heard of it referred to as sex swag, but I love
that's
it.
That's what
she
it
has
is.
No sex swag.
Right.
Can I start
you
using
just
that?
Lay there? Just gonna lay there and be naked? I mean, that's exciting for all of 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the guy's responsibility to be like, okay, you know, like try different things and to kind of coax that sex kitten out of her. Because I think every woman, whether you're conservative or not, or you're a virgin or not. You know, you have that sex kitten. You have that inner, like, va-va-boom.
I think some girls
do
and some girls don't. Some girls are real prudish, and they don't have that.
And even if you do, coaxing a virgin to get the sex kitten, that takes a minute. She's still trying to get used to something being in there, let alone be like, ooh, I'm going to do that thing. You know, you don't even know what that thing is.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness. Well, ladies, it's coming to be that time again. It's over, and I'm kind of sad, but I'm kind of excited for next week. Next week I'm going to have on a special.
You guys, you and Norma have to one day come on Guilty Pleasure because this is hilarious.
I will definitely be on.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Definitely. But thank you guys for tuning in.
Fashion Friday, everybody. You know we are Uncensored Radio. You're guilty as pleasure. Oh, my gosh. I just did an episode of Chick Chat, and let me tell you, it was crazy. We will get to that in a second. Me and Katrina had a blast on that show. I am Karen Ashley. Katrina Johnson is in the house. How are you, lovely?
She had a problem with her phone.
Oh, well, there she goes. And that's Daisy. Daisy stayed on from Chick Chat because she is just a trooper.
Woo-hoo.
How are you? Yeah.
I'm
Jeffrey,
fabulous.
I hear you back there.
I don't know what you're referring to, bitch, because it wasn't me. I got it.
Okay, Jeff, we were just on Chick Chat, and we were talking about sex swag. Have you ever heard of sex swag?
No, not really.
You know how people have swagger? You know, and,
yeah.
and we were saying how, like, I was telling them how a friend of mine dated, he married a virgin, and she didn't have any sex swag. She didn't have her swagger yet in the bedroom. How long did it take you to get your sex swag, Jeffrey?
About 2 hours.
He's like, I was born with sex swag.
Absolutely.
That's funny. Yeah, see, it's different for guys. Like, if you married a virgin, Jeffrey, I mean, it's not that big a deal. A woman, you know, a woman virgin, there could be some pain involved.
Yep.
Well, I don't even understand that one. Look, I am not all about teaching. Like, I don't know about the rest of you, but I am too old and tired to be playing teaching.
Damn. There's no love over here. He's like, honey, no.
Hell to no.
He's like, it's not happening.
Goodness.
So you never dated anyone, Jeffrey, that was a virgin, and you were just like, ooh, we can do other stuff, but I'm not going there for you?
I did, but I got rid of them.
So you dated, did you ever date, like, anyone who was not that experienced?
Yeah, and I got rid of them.
Oh, it's the same one?
He's horrible.
No, there were
and
two
I got
of
rid
them,
of
and
them.
I had to give them the boot. They had to get the stepping. I'm sorry, but if you can't roll with the big boys, baby, I ain't got time for you. Watch a porn, take a video, take a lesson or something. But if you don't know what you're doing, you got to step off.
Right. That is funny.
I got shit to do and bills to pay. I ain't got time to be sitting here teaching you how to do something that should come natural.
I know, right?
He said watch a video.
Well, they do have
those,
you know.
Right, they do.
Oh, jeez. Well, actually, we were having that discussion on Chick Chat where I said, you know, I think it's the guy's responsibility that if a girl is a virgin, or even if a guy's a virgin, we, like, especially women, I feel that we all have that, like, inner sex kitten. And it's, like, the guy's responsibility. If you're going to take our V-card, well, then you got to bring out that sex kitten. You got to, you know, show us the ropes.
Well, what if he's a virgin, too?
Well, I think that he would probably have seen a video. Guys tend to look more at porn than women, I think.
Girl just watch a video as well? Like, I feel like you need to come with your A game and be prepared.
I agree.
This is not the 50s. It's, you know, 2012. Like, watch a fucking video. You can get tons of free ones online just by looking. And then you'll have a working clue.
Now you can. It wasn't always where you could do
that.
Right,
but I'm talking about now. Girl, I ain't talking about yesteryear and shit shoot.
I'm just saying, but, like, back in our day, like, you know, when everybody was just learning and, you know.
But I'm saying, I just found the groove, and I kept going. Call me Samantha. What can I say?
Okay, Samantha.
There she is.
Just, I'm sure Katrina,
now.
You know, after the first 2 hours, she was like, I got this.
Of course. Oh, that's funny. Well, you guys know I was a virgin when I met my husband. And
yeah,
he
I don't
took
even
my
understand
V-card.
That.
You what?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Damn.
Yeah, he took my V-card. But you know what? Like I said, he was able to take out that inner sex kitten, you know? He was able to, like, coax it out of me and you know?
Right,
it was good. That's all I got to say.
Even if you are sexual, even when you first meet someone and maybe you're virgin, I still don't think you, like, you know, LaToya referred to it as your sex swag. You don't really get your sex swag until it takes a little bit. I mean, he just ain't swinging off chandeliers immediately.
Well, look it. Maybe some of us are, maybe some of y'all are as quick as learners as, you know, the rest of us.
I'm not saying it takes like 5 years to get it, but I think it's when you're with the right person and you trust them that you become a lot more uninhibited. Like, and you're not just going to be that way. I don't know, maybe it's a girl thing, but you're not going to just be that way with everybody you're with or everybody you meet because you ain't really feeling them like that. But you know what? I know for a fact she ain't like that with everybody. She's got to like them to give them all the swagger.
Well, if she don't like them, she ain't going to sleep with them.
Duh.
That's true.
Just saying.
But think about it. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like you definitely have to, like, I think women are just like this, where they have to really like someone. They've got to really be into someone to really go, okay, this is, you know, I'm gonna swing off the chandelier for you. They're not just swinging off the chandelier for everybody. You can have sex with someone, and it doesn't mean anything.
If I didn't like them, I didn't sleep with them.
Yeah, but you know this, but this is the thing. You may like people to different degrees. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just me. Like, you can still sleep with somebody and you like them, or you just kind of sleep with them because it's been a minute and you need some, or you can just sleep with them because it just happened or whatever.
Well, now, see,
but there's always those special ones that you're going to like.
I feel if you just, having a little bump and grind and it's a little one-nighter, that's when you really let your freak out because you ain't really caring what the fuck they think.
No, because
just,
then they'll be hooked to you, and you may not want them
to
be like
that.
Go.
Always leave them wanting more. You need to have a fan club about you. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Trust me, I got a fan club, but I don't need them to stalk me after. Like, I need to be able to shake them off.
Sometimes a fan club is good when you're filming a reality show.
Honey, go big or go home.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I'm just saying that's how I was able to find the funds for the house.
That's true.
Sometimes a fan club is good.
I agree. I ain't mad at the fan club. The fan club got us out of the pinch. Got us out of a pinch for sure. Wow. So Katrina, I'll ask you the same question. How long did it take you to get your sex swag?
A while. I'd say probably like 6 months.
Oh, really? Okay. Right. It takes a little bit longer, I think, for a girl. Guys, I think, straight out the gate, they're just going for it.
But, I think I had some. Like, I knew I was hot. I knew I was pretty amazing because,
You didn't start at zero.
I had confidence, and that's good, but I was nowhere near the beast that I am today.
Right, I would say,
I was a little kitten that could pounce within, like, you know, 2 months, but I was nowhere near on, like, beast status that could, like, tiger in the jungle take you out until probably, like, 6 months.
Right, okay. Very cool. That's the thing. Women aren't just straight out the gate. We're a little bit more reserved than that, I think. I think Jeffrey's just a different breed.
I don't buy
it.
But
I say now, enter at your own risk. I mean, good luck.
That's true. So how is everybody's Friday, Jeffrey? What's your Friday been like? I ain't heard much from you today.
Hell on earth.
Why?
No. Well, you know, I had to go. My daycare weekend is yesterday, but my other life job of being a drug dealer, I wish. Just kidding. Bye, guys. being a sandwich maker, entrepreneur, started today, and Joe had the Intrepid, and the bitch calls me from work. He's like, yo, the car won't start. I'm sorry, what? So I'm still talking with my friend Candy. She's like, ask him if it's in park. He was
so
offended.
Sometimes, though, that's the reason why it ain't starting.
Yeah, but that wasn't it. Like, it just has this problem that it's had for a while. So it's just annoying my face. So we had to get it towed and blah, blah, blah. Happy fucking Friday. But it's okay because I'm sitting here with a big-ass glass of vino and I'm going to drink myself happy.
Well, there you go. So, but all is well. It's not, you know, anything too major, huh?
Oh, no. No. Life is good.
Okay. Okay. Good. Awesome. Huh. Katrina Johnson, how was your day?
Oh, my day was good. I was at the gym till like 4 in the morning running this morning. And I was being Facebook stalked by my favorite superhero, which was hilarious. And I don't know. It's been a good day. I got some errands done. I'm going to go to a concert later. Some of my friends who I know from New York, who are high rollers, are in town, so they're going to come visit me. We're going to gamble. So today should be a very profitable evening.
Okay. Profitable evening, I love that.
I'm excited.
That's what I'm talking about. She's like, it should be a very profitable evening.
I mean, I don't gamble with my money, but if you're going to let me gamble with yours, bring it is all I have to say.
Right. That's fabulous. So I spent the day with Miss Daisy, which has been fabulous. And let me say, Miss Daisy is like the host with the most. She made me lunch. And she made me a cupcake, and I've been looking at YouTube all day long and going through footage and, like, really cracking up because I saw this huge fight that we had, like, huge fight.
Jeffrey, you remember the fight?
What fight?
It was, like, the loudest I've ever heard everybody yell. The
fight
we had.
What fight?
Our fight on the reality show, Ding Dong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the fight.
The fight.
I mean, you know, sometimes you got to be a little more specific on this show.
Right.
No.
Oh, goodness.
Fight. There's nothing more specific than the fight.
The fight.
You should have just specified the Karen and Mama fight.
It was Karen, Mama, and Katrina fight. It was like Katrina was in
it. It was me, you battling, and that bitch in the middle of us. Not saying shit, but sitting there looking down at her.
No,
this is the one that was on camera. Not that fight. I said I watched it. This is the other fight before that fight.
What fight? Oh, the one in the living room?
Yes. Oh my God.
I got the man voice.
10 years later.
Girl, I'm sorry.
Jeffrey, I saw you, and I have never seen you that pissed off. I was just like, oh, my God. You're like, fuck you, and I was like, oh, Jesus.
It was bad.
Oh, yeah. I guess I was a little bit.
And then he started laughing.
Yeah.
I think he got so mad that he just went delirious for, like, 2 seconds.
No, that's the man voice. That's what everybody's afraid of. And if I get that, people usually run.
I know, you're like.
Usually she starts, you know, flying across the room at that point.
So, Danny,
I thought it was funny.
Right, I was like, you were on the outside looking in and kind of just watching it as it unfolded. What was your thoughts?
I was just like, oh my, because I heard it from downstairs, because of course, you know me, I'm fucking Betty Crocker. I was making Karen cupcakes, and I kind of was scared.
God love you, girl.
I come upstairs, because I hear like all this yelling. I'm like, what the fuck is she watching? And because I heard about the big fight, but I had never seen it. And looking in, I was just like, oh my God, like,
Karen, you could just tell she was mad and she's trying to hold it in. And Katrina's just like, I've never seen Katrina that pissed off either. I think I've only seen her that mad once. And I think it was the only time that Katrina and I ever had a fight when we were in
Miami.
Yeah. It was the only time that I've seen her that pissed off. And it was bad. And Jeffrey, I was just like, you did use a man voice, though, because you're just like, shut up. I was like, oh, good gosh.
Yep, it was a little bit scary.
I thought it was funny that Katrina started to say something. He turned around and he's like, shut the fuck up. I was like, oh,
no, I didn't.
That was like,
yes,
like Mary Carey or something. Like,
you made me feel like a monster. I'm a lady.
No, I'm a lady with a man voice.
I think you're all a bunch of lying hussies. Stop popping asses.
A lady with an Adam's apple.
Absolutely. I don't have nobody Adam's apple. You can't see underneath all that fat, bitch. Watch your mouth.
Well, I could see it that day because it popped out.
The veins in my forehead. Did you notice, though, my eyeballs bug out my face?
No, your nostrils. Your nostrils, like, flare, like, to the point of no return. It was just like, whoa.
We're going to have to edit that out.
You know what I have to say? That's true because it's not very sexy when you're mad. It's not a sexy way to be mad. It's just like, oh, ooh.
No, it's fucking insane anger. Like, it's just, I will fucking kill you anger. Like, it's not good. It doesn't come out very often. I'm telling you, Joe had seen it maybe twice in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, but when it does come out, like, I mean, people years ago, you know, before I met Joe, it came out a little more often. And people kind of just started to back up slowly and then proceed to run as far as they could in the opposite direction because they knew it was about to go down.
Right. Yeah, it's funny, but it's true. Like, it's just, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I used to make people cry on a regular basis. It was a sport for me, really.
Well, I can tell why, because all I'm saying is, and then I saw when you guys were making up, when the girls came in into your bed, Jeffrey, and were taking you down.
Oh, and wait, and then Karen was still pissed because we were still fighting.
Yes.
I didn't even know it. I'm like, I think everything's all good. And she's like, you with your fucking snarky remark, bitch.
Yeah, I wanted to go let that shit go.
No,
I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready to let it go.
It was pretty bad.
I thought it was hilarious that the girls had, like, perfect makeup during the scene. Like, your bitches are in your pajamas. And it's not like they toned it down. They had, like, full-on fucking club makeup.
That's how
I go to bed on the regular.
That's true, but I mean,
and then she wakes up with like a fucking eyelash on her forehead and shit. I've seen it.
Oh, I know.
Don't care.
I've woken Katrina up, and sometimes like if I can't have like light pillowcases for her because I know that in the morning it's going to have black stains from where her mascara was, her eye freaking shadow all over the pillow, along with an eyelash.
But it'll be pretty and sparkly.
It's true.
It
should
look like Alice Cooper in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That is funny. That is
and if you don't
funny.
Feed her, she might act like Alice Cooper. I'm just saying.
Yep, that's right.
Aww. Oh, my gosh.
It's a fact.
That
I know. That's
funny.
That's why I cook, because, you know, I got to keep her happy.
Because you're smart. Atta girl.
Oh, I don't understand that one. I just bring her liquid breakfast, and, you know, we're quite content.
That works. Yeah, we're good. Thick as thieves, biatch.
I know that.
Moral of the story is, if you can't get her food, give her alcohol, because if she doesn't have either, she's not going to be a very happy kitty.
And you might die.
Wow. So drastic.
I've seen Karen piss. The only time I've seen Katrina piss was when I talk shit about Dom. and she was in the back seat of the rental car going off like a fucking spider monkey in the back seat.
She had
a headrest in one hand and her fucking hands going in the front seat like by my fucking face. Like, you fucking ignorant bitch. You ignorant bitch. She's fucking going off screaming and I'm just like, bitch, I'm going to crash this car into the desert. You keep fucking waving your finger in my face.
It was a sacrifice I was willing to make.
She's like, we can all die if we don't, if we talk bad about Dom. We can all die.
Exactly, you ignorant.
Yeah.
You ignorant bitch. How dare you?
Oh, Lord.
But Jeffrey, you should have known that. If you went to her house first, didn't you see all the bottles of Dom? Like the really nice,
like
expensive
the wall
bottles?
Full? How did you not know?
Yeah.
Did we not see? I don't think we saw it till we came back, did we? Because we got there and it was like 3 a.m. and we had to be up at 6.
Yeah, but
okay.
It's like the second level, which I'm sure you had to have gone across to get up to the rooms. So
no.
They saw, they just didn't notice.
They put us in the dungeon.
Oh, please. I put you in this beautiful guest room. You had your own floor and you broke the bed. Don't tell me you didn't have fun.
You
didn't like it, please.
See, I told you, Mama's a fucking freak, okay?
I believe it.
Oh, Lord.
All I had to say about that was, it's your honeymoon. Good for you.
I know, she's like, I ain't mad at you. I'm like, bitch, can I get you a new best friend?
No, she's going to hang it up in her room, and she's going to be like, that's what I need to do next. That's like her goal now.
That's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Well, gain another 100 pounds. Well, maybe 200, because you're probably like 95 pounds soaking wet, and you'll probably be good.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. I wish. I'm working on it.
Well, Karen thinks I live in a gingerbread house.
I know, she does live in a gingerbread house, because it's cute. It's like a little gingerbread house. It's, like, so cute, and, like, all the houses are cute. Like, they're cute, 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 cute.
Why are you
like,
not taking pictures and sending them to me so we can make fun of her behind her back?
No, it's beautiful. It's not anything to make fun of. It's, like, such a cute, like, neighborhood, and it's so clean, and it's so nice, and it's just, like, it's perfect. Like, it's, like, almost, like, picturesque. I should be sending you pictures so you'll be jealous.
I'm going to need you to pull my dolphins out of her trunk, and I'm going to need you to take pictures of them.
Oh, I do.
We'll
take some pictures. We'll get them. How are the dolphins in the trunk is what I need to know.
She's a bad auntie.
Mm-mm.
They're not in the trunk. They're in the garage. They're sitting down on the lawn chair.
The garage? You couldn't even bring them in the house. It's cold in there.
I know, but they had water in them, and I didn't want it leaking on my floor.
She's so rude. What kind of an auntie are you?
You're
saying you want to be the godmother. I don't think so. I'm never popping one out because now my fallback on parent is not even a good one.
Hey, I'm the fucking godmother. She can have her own fucking babies.
Oh, okay. Look at this.
Deal.
I know.
Look at this.
Okay, but wait. So I want to know, you're saying Daisy lives in, like, a Grestic, you know, that little community from Weeds, you know, the first few seasons, all the back, all the houses.
That's totally where she lives. Totally where she lives, yeah.
It looks like that, or it looks like Wisteria Lane.
So my next question is, Daisy, have you ever buried anybody in the backyard, or do you sell weed?
No. Like, you're going to admit it on national radio.
No,
hey,
I probably would, but no.
She hasn't lived there that long, though. There's still time.
There is still time.
We could still corrupt her.
But she wouldn't sell weed or bury anybody, but I might.
She'd be selling weed out the trunk.
Right.
She's friends with Katrina Johnson.
Well, that would make sense,
You know what I was going to say, though? Like, we could totally skip over this, and I think it's great that we're talking about Daisy's cute-ass house, but I need to know what you and Daisy fought about in Miami. Go ahead. Tell us the whole juicy story.
Oh, man. Okay.
We, like, kind of skimmed over it, and I was like, hold up.
Time she and I have ever had a fight. We went on vacation to Miami together, and her uncle, my boss at the time, sponsored our trip, and Daisy had family in not Miami. You know, I'm a party girl. I want to go to South Beach and get hot boys and be, you know, topless with just wearing some coconuts and a little string on the beach in South Beach partying, shaking my mangoes, you know? That is why I go to Miami, to go to South Beach to party. Daisy is a good girl, and she goes to see her family. Okay, that being said, she wants to go see her Aunt Gladys in a establishment that was like 2 hours far away from South Beach, and she wanted to spend the night with Aunt Gladys in this old people community when we had a beautiful beachfront resort in on South Beach, on the beach, on the water. So I was like, what the hell? Like, I'm not trying to, like, hang out in a retirement community. I'm trying to get a young boy to be tired. So I need to get to the beach. Like,
well,
you know.
Okay, I'm going to let her finish this, but that's not
you,
the entire
tell
story.
Her side, and then
well, wait,
you
I don't
tell
understand.
Your side.
Why?
Okay, so
if she wanted
to
go.
Ask questions after. But go ahead.
Hold the questions. Okay, so this is my version of the story. Okay.
But I wasn't
and,
done. So I think that it was a breach in communication because we went there with differing, oh, what's the right word?
Agendas?
Shucks. Yeah,
agendas.
Completely different agendas. But
or you had, like, a different itinerary.
Right. And so my thought was, why not just bring the family to the beach? Why go to the family in BFE? Bring them all down. Who doesn't want to go to the beach? And I may or may not have had a delectable treat boy toy in South Beach waiting.
Waiting
okay,
at the
Daisy.
Beach.
Tag, you're in.
Okay. So this is what this is what really happened.
Sure.
I was gonna go to Florida to visit my family, okay, which my uncle did sponsor the trip. And then I told Katrina, well, I'm going to Miami. And she goes, well, how many days are you going for? And I said, well, I was just going to go for the weekend. She goes, well, let's go have vacation and stay longer. Let's stay for a whole week, and I'll go with you. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, what we can do is we can stay at my family's house for two of the nights. I can say hello, do whatever we needed to do because, you know, I was going to be there for the weekend. And then you and I can go to South Beach and do all that fun stuff. Well, we get there that night, okay, and so we end up going to go visit my family, and the reason for that is that one of my aunts is really, really old, and, you know, I wanted to see her before she passes and everything else. So this bitch is like, so-and-so is in South Beach. He's texting me. He's going to come and pick me up, and we're going to go party. And I'm like, dude, we just got here. I can't leave. Like, I have to spend a little bit of time with my family. And she's just like, so right there, like, her mood changed because she was just like, fuck. Like she didn't want to be mean, but at the same time, like, she wanted to go party and have fun, which I totally get. You know, and so I told her, I was
but
like,
can I
go.
Tell
I
you
like,
that Aunt Gladys wanted to go party, too? She's like, ah, mija, mija. She's teaching me Spanish. She taught me the best line that I've never stopped using. Te gusta mi culito?
You like
that
my ass?
That is the equivalent of, like, if Karen's mom were 65 and only spoke Spanish.
Oh my God.
Like, that's how awesome Aunt Gladys was. And she was like, yeah, yeah, go party. Go get you a man. Go get you a man to get you a place like I got. I was like, yes, I think I will.
Yeah. So needless to say, she took off for the night. And, you know, she took her bags or whatever. And because I was going to stay there the whole day. And then that night I was supposed to go to South Beach to go check into our hotel. So she's like, I'll just go with him. I'll check in for us, whatever, whatever. So I'm like, okay, fine. So we go, and that night we go to Mango's on South Beach, and she's with this guy the entire night. She completely ignores me, and I'm like, this bitch.
Uh-oh.
She wants me to come out, and she completely ignores me. So I was like, whatever. So I was already irritated because I was like, this bitch ditches me on the first day, which she knew we were coming to see family, and then the second day she's with her man. Like, okay, this sucks. So then the next day, my family, she told them, she's like, she felt bad. because she knew that she was ignoring me, because she's a good friend like that. And she goes, well, why don't you tell them to come over? So they came over. We went to the beach. And her and my aunt decided to go topless on the beach in South Beach.
Oh.
No. Not only that, but Katrina gave my aunt her thong bikini. And let me just tell you.
Oh, Gotti loved it. She was strutting all around Lincoln Boulevard, going shopping, shaking that thing. She was loving it.
And let me just tell you, she looked damn good. Like, I had no complaints. I was like, do your thing. Katrina was loving it. We all went shopping. We had a good day. And then my aunt wants to come out with us that night. So we're like, no, let's think of a good way to ditch her because just it's not going to be good. So that's not the fight part. The fight part is the following night we go somewhere else. She ends up meeting some Abercrombie model and brings them back to the room. They proceed to have fun while I'm in the bed next door, or next, not even next door, next to her, like 3 feet away. And I'm just like, oh, good Lord. And then after that,
the best part is he was my classmate from school, and he'd been asking me out for like a month, and I was all like, meh.
Yeah, so I was just on
vacation.
Went in Rome. So then
right. We
go out the following night. She meets some Guidos that, like, proceed to buy us all these drinks and, like, take us out and I don't know
bottles
what. Anyways,
and bottles
she
and
wants
bottles
to go,
and bottles.
But she wants to go back to their suite and, like, keep on partying. And I'm like, no, because his friend is, like, trying to get in my pants. And I'm like, no, I'm not having it. So, anyways, I freak out, and I make her leave. And she's pissed. She's pissed at me. She's like, why the fuck are we going to leave? And we're having fun. And da-da-da. I'm like, listen, I'm not, you need to take a friend card for me, and I'm not gonna do it. She's like, okay, fine, da-da-da. So she was already pissed at me. Well, I don't know if you guys know, but she's allergic to smoke. We ended up having dinner, and they were smoking around her. And she was already pissed off. Oh, I'm sorry. We went to another club, and a fight broke out. I told this bitch to jump, and she didn't jump, and she got hit in the face. So she had a black eye.
I got punched in the face.
She got punched in the face. So she was already pissed because, A, she wasn't getting any. B, she had a black eye. And then, C, we were hanging out with my family again. Like, she was just, like, not having the fucking trip. And, yeah. And she gets irritated, and her irritation, like, usually I can deal with it, and I know how to, like, you know, whatever, she doesn't mean it. That day, I was just not having it, and I was just like, listen, bitch. I'm like, you need to fucking relax. And she was just like, fuck you. You don't need to tell me what to do. We got into it. It was pretty bad. It wasn't as bad as Karen's and hers, but it was pretty bad. I don't think that I've ever yelled at her like that, and she's ever yelled at me. And that was our only fight. But, you know, this bitch had a black eye. She wasn't getting any, and, you know, we were hanging out with family. So it was kryptonite.
I mean, I like the family and all, but, I mean, not necessarily in South Beach.
Oh, man.
I just got 38 different hate text messages from male suitors that did not like your story, Daisy. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, she's like putting you out there, huh? She's like, and then she met some
business.
She's
putting
she
it all
some
out there, all my business. I would just
all
like to go
business.
On record and say that Daisy has taken creative license on two details in this story.
What are they? Tell us.
Really? Please.
I'm not saying. Not saying at all. Not divulging. You pick and choose, audience. Pick and choose which things have had creative license.
I'm going to guess.
I'm not saying they're not true.
You.
I'm just saying pick a detail of your choice. Two of them. Go ahead.
Smoking around you and the black eye.
No, I definitely had a black eye, and I am allergic to cigarette smoke.
Well,
cheers.
I know. Oh, <Lord. laughs> So the moral of the story is, if you go to South Beach with Katrina, make sure there's a smush room.
Yeah. Duh.
Oh, good Lord.
But not for randoms. I'll say that. No randoms.
No random, but you better bring it.
But hold on, I should mention that this trip was, what, 8 years ago?
Yeah, it was so long ago.
What's funny to me, though, is that this trip originally started out as you going to see your family, and then she was like, oh, I want to come, and let's go for a week. And then she's mad at you because you want to see your family.
I know, and the kicker is I only really saw him for, like, 2 days.
But it was the time of their life.
It was, and that was my favorite
part. They loved it.
When we were fighting, Katrina's like, it's all about you. I'm like, really? Really?
I couldn't even say that with a straight face. I don't think I could.
I'm getting text messages. This is hilarious.
See? Me so, too. I'm saying. Yeah. I'm a business. It's not good.
We got creepers talking the show tonight. I love it.
Yup. Shout out to my creepers.
So,
you always got creepers that want to, like, get mad.
I mean, it is fun. Like, you do get every little intimate detail that you never wanted to know about all of us on this show.
That's true.
Right. That's true. It's so true.
It's a creeper's dream, this show.
Oh,
I'm a creeper on Daisy's show every week.
Uh-huh.
Be ballsy. Don't fucking hide. Grow a pair of fucking huevos, motherfucker.
What?
Whoa. Listen, I like to creep on the line at Daisy's show all the time. Don't be calling me out like that.
You out in the open. We know your number. Like, I don't know if they in the chat room, they the guest. I don't know where these people listening. Why are they creeping anyways? Ain't they got something better to do?
Whoa, man.
Don't listen to Jeffrey. We need every listener we can get, and we love you, and we appreciate you.
You know how I feel about people creeping on the line, and they want to call in the show and start some bullshit over a dress. I'm kidding. I'm just saying.
Just to clarify, Jeffrey is talking about his in-laws right now.
Hey, we're
so
on the
subtly.
Bed. Things are good, but I had to take the joke. I had to do it, but I'm just saying, it never works on anybody. It's a fucking radio show. If you don't want to hear the shit, don't listen. Just saying.
I love it.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I tend to agree. So, I had the massive fight, and then you guys had the massive fight. But how was yours? How did yours start? Nobody?
Katrina's always late. I don't know.
I'm always late, and I wanted to party, much like our Miami story. Same shit, different day. I wanted to chase pretty boys on the beach, you know. Same thing, different day. Flash forward 10 years, same shit, different day.
No, you know what it was? I think it was just the stress. They arrived to L.A., and all of a sudden, everything we had planned got pulled out from under us because Mike had low-blowed us. And so we were still in, like, kind of reeling from that situation. And so then we're behind the eight ball. So it, like, really stressed us all out, like, times 100. Everybody was stressed out. Everybody was tired. Everybody was just like, ugh. And so it just built up. And before you know it, it exploded.
And that's true. And besides being tired, we weren't just tired. We were more tired than we'd ever been because they flew across the country. I worked all night, like for a few days in a row, I hadn't gotten any sleep. So we're getting there at a huge disadvantage. And then we'd slept 2 hours. Like, I took a sleeping pill and knocked out in the car, but I was still tired when I got there. So we were beat up. We were exhausted. So we were already frazzled to begin with. And then we had to start over and create this whole show. Yeah, he drove the whole way. He didn't sleep at all. So it was just rough.
And then we had fucking Hitler over there fucking cracking whips and shit and trying to steal my wine glass.
Why
what the fuck were you thinking? How did you think fucking stealing my wine glass was not going to end up in a fucking brawl? Like, I just don't even understand.
Who stole the wine glass?
You. You was like,
I never stole your wine glass. You're
a liar. She called me a mute, and then she's like, you really need to be drinking that at 6 o'clock in the morning? Yes, I fucking do.
I never stole your wine glass, you liar.
At 6 in the morning, though, come on.
6 in the morning, really?
Really? Really?
Y'all just can't ever go with the fucking jokes. Damn.
Lush.
I'm going to say you didn't need anything at 6 in the morning. I'm going to say that.
Right. And she's pretty liberal, this one.
What?
She'll bring you the wine glass at 6 in the morning.
But, but not wine at 6 in the morning. Be reasonable. Do a Bloody Mary or something.
Well, I was just going to say that.
Get it right.
I think it was actually, I was drinking vodka and iced tea, I believe.
Oh, Joe kept
that
bringing me drinks, and I was like, what the heck? Like, Joe was just feeding you drinks.
And
he
only once.
The husband.
Right? Only once were you like, you were a little fucked up last night. You were a little crazy for me.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say she thought it more than once.
Right. I just didn't say nothing. I was just trying to be nice since I got blamed for everything.
Well, actually, that is true. Here's the thing, though. During the fight, you blamed yourself for everything, and then we just didn't disagree. I mean,
blamed me for everything. It was like, why did the Holocaust happen? Karen made it happen. Why did the suffering in the world? Karen made it happen. Like, why are the people starving in Africa? Because of Karen.
Karen made it happen.
Karen made it happen. Telling you everything is my fault. So yeah.
Well, you should know that that means
true.
Love.
That don't mean no love. That means hate.
Honey, no. You only fight with the ones you love. If we didn't love you, we would have just walked out.
That was embarrassing all the way. Oh man, it was hilarious.
It was some growing pains, but it was good.
Right. Right,
I'll fuck
totally.
You. It was very frightening for me because I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen. I didn't know.
Why am I seeing, like, pictures, like, little pictures of Katrina when she was, like, 12? That's the goal of being at Daisy's house. You get pictures of Katrina when she's, like, 12. Is this Miami?
That's my
Don't do
Miami.
It.
I'm doing it.
I'm showing you pictures of your black eyes.
Oh, my God. Not good.
Could you take a picture of that and send it to me so I could put it on Facebook?
I'm showing you the one I
rocked that black eye. Okay, I look good with a black eye. Back when Coach was in, I had a hot pink Coach hat. I pulled the hair over one side. I was rocking that shit. Rihanna needs to take lessons from me.
I am
how make that shit look hot.
And he is not worthy. Not worthy of the affection, but I'm allowed.
I didn't say he was worthy, but he bought nice bottles of whatever we wanted.
Look at baby Daisy. Like, Daisy's like a teeny bopper. She's like a teenager.
Daisy, do you think you could take pictures of these pictures and send them to me, please? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I will.
Katrina.
Daisy?
I'm waiting.
Daisy? Daisy?
Uh-oh. Yes.
Do you want to live?
We got a bad connection. Bad connection. Bad connection. Can't hear you.
I have a key to your house, you smurf bitch.
Wait, why is she a smurf?
Bad connection. We don't know what you're saying. Oh, my God. That is funny.
Are you trying to say Daisy looks like Smurfette?
No. One time she bled blue denim on my new couch, on my white couch, and I called her a Smurf bitch.
I know, and that's fucked up. That wasn't her fault. You was a real asshole about it.
God, I never said I wasn't. But
well,
we're cool, and now it's just a joke. Now it's just hilarious.
I mean, it was bad on her because didn't you say she like wore those fucking things every day for like 2 months and didn't wash them?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh.
Probably
got the whole like.
Probably she probably got
here.
That brand new denim stench going on.
Now, if they were like William Raft, the Justin Timberlake ones, and they were like the dark denim, and this bitch had just shampooed her freaking couch, and it's white. She's like, it's dry. It's fine. You can sit on it. It's her fault.
That's
and
true.
Of course, lo and behold, there's a Smurf booty.
I know. It was funny. I get up, and I'm like, oh, shit. She walks in, and she's like, fucking bitch, just Smurf all over my couch.
She just Smurfed all over my couch. I mean, that's rude.
Well, it's better than her leaving you in a room with a shitty diaper.
Yeah, you're a shitty host.
Yeah, you're horrible. I've been at Daisy's house all day, and the only thing her dog do is he did fart around me. But other than that, everything's been pleasant. Sexy Rexy had to pass gas like 8 times.
Did you tell him that is not hot?
Okay.
That is not hot.
Are you kidding?
I have a few questions that I need answers to immediately.
What?
Katrina, why are you with some ugly-looking motherfucker, and why do you look like Alisa? And Daisy looks like she's high and passed out in the corner.
I don't even know what you're looking at. I don't know.
He's looking at the pictures. He's looking at the pictures.
It's
of
a picture
Miami.
Of you and, like, Rico.
I don't know. I was 18, and he bought bottles. What do you want me to say? I don't know.
That's Rico. The Cleo guy that was, like, buying us all shit. Minus like $700 a dom.
Rico.
Was that the
guy
that was like, cat, I dropped the pizza pie?
Yeah.
Well, what had happened was.
Oh my God, I'm getting text messages to put the photos on Instagram.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't
baby.
You do it. I know where you live.
I'm not even a part of this.
I know where you live.
Too late. Come get me. Come on back to New York. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
You know what? You know what? I know enough people there that will leave flaming dog shit on your door on my behalf that I don't even need to go to New York to get even.
Okay.
Exactly.
And can I just tell you, if I walked out the front door and there was flaming dog shit, the only thing that
you'd
call
Joe.
Me is hysterical. No. Hysterical fucking laughter. Because I know that you fucking said it.
That is hilarious.
I won't.
Hey. I got a friend in fucking, I got two friends in Las Vegas. I got Brianna, and I got fucking my friend Wesley. I call that motherfucker, I'm gonna come egg your house, bitch.
I don't think you would.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I already have a date with Bree. She's gonna come visit me at Vanity, so that was not gonna happen.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna know.
And Bree loves her some Katrina, so I don't think.
So good luck with that.
Okay, but you have to remember, I have a penis, you don't.
What? What does that mean?
I'm just saying,
I don't
have
know.
A crush on me. She ain't going to have a crush on you. You got you a vagina.
Oh, my gosh.
I would just like to take some time to apologize to Bree.
Yes, I do too, please. Thank you, Katrina.
For anything
Thank
that comes so out of Jeffrey.
No. Any nonsense. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I don't even want to talk
man.
To none of you no more. I'm taking
Why?
A sabbatical. I'll
what
see
do
you
we
next
do?
Wednesday.
Get in line. Get in line. There's more people that don't want to talk to us. Or maybe not talk to me.
Don't do it.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying.
Especially if they're creeping on the fucking line right now. I'm just saying.
What? I'm just saying. You know there are a lot of people that don't want to talk to me, so I said, hey, that's just what it is.
Okay.
Speaking
of Lord Voldemort, I want to know who's going to text him.
I will.
Why would you text him?
I would like to volunteer for that.
I want somebody to tell him we just got a contract with Sirius Radio. That's paying us each a fucking million smackaroos. I just want to see him cry. And then we'll be like, ha ha, fooled you in a couple months.
Oh, my gosh.
Just
like
why don't we just say a million total so it's more believable?
Because he's stupid.
What? Okay.
I know. Crazy.
When are we going to do that? You want to do that when the deal is done? Is that what you're wanting to do?
Fuck that. He
no, he wants
know.
To do
I
it
mean,
now.
I know he's creeping. He's
like
probably
tomorrow?
The guest in the chat room right now because he's got nothing better to do besides listen to us and, like, rip off our photo shoot. But I'm just saying.
What?
What are you talking about?
Oh. So here's the thing. You know, I was
tell
creeping.
Uh-huh.
On the Facebooks. With my big-breasted friend, she was over my house, and she just happens to still be friends with Lord Voldemort. So anytime we got really great news, I make sure she shares it on her Facebook page so he can see it. But I was on her page, and I looked at his page, and a week after our photo shoot, all of a sudden, guess who's got pictures with corn in the back? I'm just saying.
Wow.
And guess
wow.
Who that
is
guess
hilarious.
Who- Guess who was in town the same time you were? We were probably being stalked and didn't even know it.
Listen, if your life is so sad that you have to copy our photo shoot in the corn, then go right ahead. I just
hello,
feel bad
honey,
for you.
If
you
do you not
gotta
remember
be children in the corn.
Motherfucker being on the show talk about come home from work, Netflix and masturbation. That's
yeah.
It. That's all he had. Oh, wait, and that
wow.
Crazy fan that we used to have. What was his name? Oh, that's right, Swigs, the 25-year-old drug dealer who lived at home with his mother, allegedly.
But didn't have a cell phone.
Oh, my. How do you sell drugs and not have a
cell
phone?
He was a real bad drug dealer. And then once
allegedly.
He did get a cell phone, he was so dumb that he called the police by mistake while he was doing a deal and got arrested.
Are you serious?
Stupid criminal.
Did I miss all of this?
We were talking about it, but we had to talk in code. We had to talk in code.
Oh, my God. That was probably one of them days that Mike was real mad at us.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? Like, Mike's calling a 25-year-old, and this bitch is like, he's got to call his motherfucking home phone, and he lived with his mommy and daddy. Like, what does Mike say? Hi, is Swigs there? This is Mike from Uncensored Radio. I'm trying to, like, get with your fucking... Like, wannabe gay boy son. I mean, like, how do you have that call? Like, and they don't talk, like, oh.
Why not? I
why
think
not,
it's
girl?
Great. If that's how
I
you got
too.
It, if that's how strong your game is, good for you.
Right. And
it
mom
wasn't.
And daddy got to just understand, and mom and daddy got to understand.
It's insanity. I'm sorry, but when you got to call somebody mama house, and they 25 and be like, hey, and then you're going to get on the phone and sit on the phone for 3 hours and listen to each other breathe. Y'all got fucking problems. I'm just
I think it's
back.
Great.
That was weird
I
to
think
me.
It's great.
That was kind of weird to me. Like, I've never heard of anybody sitting on the phone just listening to each other breathe. Like,
that's,
I've never heard of
that's
that.
That's just some creepiness on another level, and it's beautiful.
I know. I've never
I respect the creepiness, and I think it's beautiful.
Oh,
I was like, what? What is
Daisy,
that?
Like, I love
yeah?
you more and more.
Oh, because of the pictures I just sent you?
Yeah, who's this blonde
Daisy
bitch with
you
in that picture, though?
The one in the end?
Yeah.
A friend from high school life.
Oh, I was just curious. I was like, ooh, who's that boy with Katrina when she's in the white with the tatas?
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. I was blonde there, too.
And who's the boy with the pies?
That's my brother.
Oh.
Both of those pictures are my brother.
I need you not to have, like, extra sound effects.
Oh. Yeah,
the
men in Daisy's family are all very handsome. The brothers, the
good
cousins,
and,
the all of them.
You know, though, I'm looking at the one with the goatee and stuff, and I'm like, if I got a
that's
little dark again, I could pass for one.
Why did
yeah,
I get to meet the
like,
cousin today? I met the
what?
Cousin that you were going crazy over.
She did, and he was in a towel only.
Did you get pictures?
I didn't know. I was like, he was like going to go in the other room and flex because I was like, what? Ooh, wah, ooh.
Right. Amazing.
Yeah. I was here. I was here.
Damn it, Daisy, like, I'm coming for Thanksgiving.
I was like, is this the guy I've been hearing about? Is this the one? And he was like, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
That is so funny.
Well, and isn't it bullshit, Karen? You can't be beautiful and fucking that smart. Like, there's something wrong with that. That's unfair.
No, me and Karen managed, and Daisy managed how to pull that
off.
True. No, I'm talking
about
smart.
I didn't realize he was smart.
He's like a doctor, isn't he?
No, he's a cardiovascular... echocardiovascular. I don't know. He does ultrasound for the heart.
Cardiovascular is in the word. It sounds doctorish. Who cares?
Right. He's much more smarter.
Fuck.
We have cardio nothing in our language.
Johnny, I don't even work out with cardio, okay? So I'm saying, like, it's really not my vocabulary.
Shit. I don't even work out with cardio.
That's funny.
That's real funny. Oh, my God.
Well, tell my future ex-husband I say hi there.
Damn.
Oh, goodness.
He want to come over for a snack later.
I'm sure he'll just tell you to come on over.
Oh, my God.
No,
did you hear
not
that
safe.
Evil laugh?
I heard it.
I already told y'all. I took back my... You know, he if he gets to sleep with Donnie Wahlberg, he gets a pass. Mine was Ben Affleck, but I'm going to have to trade him in for Daisy's cousin.
Oh, wow. Trading it in for one that's not even famous.
Mm.
That's impressive.
Okay, why do you and Daisy both look like Elisa in these photos? That's what I need to know. Like,
listen, bitch,
like
that was 10
like
years
Elisa
ago.
Then.
Get over it. I don't know.
Look,
I don't know what you're looking at. I have no idea. We didn't even hang out with her then.
Okay, but wait. Here's the thing. You, 10 years ago, looked like she does now. It's kind of a problem.
She's copying
you. Some people just need a little upgrade. I don't know.
Dang.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. What can I tell you?
Wow. It's been really funny. This show is, like, hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when Katrina gets frustrated.
Yeah, and thrown under the boat, under the bus, under the boat, under all of them vessels.
All right. She's something, right? She's thrown under the boat, under the bus, everything.
Okay. Hold on. Can I just say that I only sent him 3 pictures of you and I, Katrina, and the rest that I've been sending him are of me, so you don't need to get mad. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, please. I don't get mad, honey pumpkin butt.
No,
okay,
like
I know you get
rug.
Even.
I get
why?
Even. I have a key to your parents' house. Just remember that.
I will
find some little nuggets from your childhood, and don't think I won't Instagram.
No me gusta. No me gusta.
Wow.
Who wants to see naked funny. Photos of when Daisy was a baby?
Oh.
Hey,
oh, I do.
I'm going to throw myself some publicity, and I'm going to send in a picture of you with a black eye and say Amanda Bynes did it.
Oh, shit.
TMZ
right now. TMZ.
That'd
right
be great.
Now.
Oh, my God.
They got into a fight on the set, and Amanda Bynes cold clocked her one.
Oh, my goodness.
You heard it here first, kid.
I'm looking at some footage where Katrina is flirting with Sed.
Oh, wait,
Ranger.
We gotta go. We're out of time. It's gonna shut off.
Oh,
do it. Bye, everybody. Take a little
bye.
Bye.
Jeff, Karen,
see you Monday.
Michael.
You see. Later. I didn't get to talk about who I'm flirting with.
Give it to you, not a girl.